Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, I got a message from our friends over at canadoc.ca. Canadoc believes that if you're going to consume cannabis, you should do it responsibly. And I'm all for it too. If you head over to canadoc.ca, they will put you in contact with medical cannabis experts that can help you get your medical cannabis card. A license, like I like to call it, Poseidon. Get that card. It's completely confidential. No one will know. It doesn't. Your job isn't going to know. It doesn't affect your Medicare. It doesn't affect anything. No loans. No one knows except for you. So get that. And then that gives you access to all kinds of companies. The best companies that will grant you edibles, drops, live resin, vape pens, these fucking delicious cookies, all kinds of cool stuff that they have on this. I'm more of a CBD guy. I use the CBD drops. And if you're a veteran, your stuff's free. All the companies that they put you in contact with, they collect on the back end and they just ship you your stuff. If you're a veteran, I think Blue Cross pays for it. So there's no reason really if you're consuming cannabis to not do it responsibly. Go to the experts, get someone to talk to you, get your card. They'll give you a prescription on what they believe you should be taking. And then get the best quality stuff, stuff that you can't normally get in Quebec. Products that are over 30% THC. So far, the people that have used it, us and the fans, are really happy with it. I just made a new order this morning. It was mostly for CBD drops for my dog. But I like it. So canadoc.ca. Consume responsibly. Go to the experts. Thank you.
Gonna be like, I'm a comedy legend.
Yeah, it's on
your side. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. The Spider-Man of podcast. That's easy. The man in front of me, comedy legend, our Peter Parker, Mike Ward.
I'm Mike Mayo. You are Pantelis, our friend there is Poseidon.
It's the Kamehameha there.
Yeah, the Kamehameha. And we have
a special guest today.
Yes. You are the Canadian Denzel.
Apparently.
Yeah, Canadian Denzel.
Denzel. He keeps changing the names every time. It's like Shaq, Plug, and Kobe. He keeps going.
Comfort Zone.
Peter Bowen.
Peter Bowen is in the house. Welcome, Peter. Welcome.
Thank you for being here. Yeah, amazing set. We just did the English show, and your jokes are so good. And your segues
are
just fucking weird, but perfect. Yeah. Because they're all like, hey, has anyone here ever had breakfast?
Then he doesn't just like, yo, anybody here know what a table is? What the fuck is happening? Yeah, it's amazing.
I love the state. I just love weird statements that just fuck it. And then they do like.
But he wins them over because they're like, that's so weird. And they get into it. Yeah.
And they never get it. Just like a robbery. You just got to fucking bring him in and he's like, no, I don't rob people. I'm sorry. I don't know why I even said that shit.
Yeah. Harrison had a good set like that today, too. He was being weird and they loved it. Yo, Peter. I didn't tell you this, but Peter has one of the funniest, to me, Georgia silly stories that have ever taken place so far in the silly's tenure. The airport one.
Yeah, the airport.
Because Silly was flying to where, Cuba?
He was going to Cuba, and then I see him coming through the security. So, like, I'm doing deliveries, and I see him, like, hey, George, how you doing, man? What's... Like, where are you flying to? And he goes, they took my scissors. And I'm like, where? You weren't on the plane with... Why?
He was
why
was you?
And what year? Like, this year?
This happened last month.
This Lebanese guy trying to get on a plane with scissors, and he was surprised that they took him.
And he's a 20-something-year-old. It's not like an old man with dementia.
No.
It's a young man with dementia.
Hilarious. Yeah. Just, I'm thinking of him being upset that they took his scissors, because he don't give them back to you. Yeah. They're confiscated. They're gone.
Yeah. You just angry, but George is weird because like I'll notice George. Everyone else like I'll see. I'm like, oh shoot, okay, I'm surprised if I see the. But George, I'll just see fingers. I'll just be like, and I'm like, oh shit, George.
A couple of years ago, I was taking the plane, and my dad had a switchblade on him. My dad is a 93-year-old man, and then he gets stopped, and they pull, and then I'm like, what are you doing? And he was like, you want to take my knife away? And I was like, what knife? And then he goes, my switchblade, and I'm like. Why do you have a switchblade? And he goes, it was a present. And I go, who gave you a switchblade? And why did you? And
Muammar Gaddafi.
And then since my brother works at the airport, they well, he's a pilot. He doesn't work at the airport. But they let him leave the switchblade with an employee, and then he got the switchblade when he came back.
Oh, that's actually funny. Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's insane, though.
But I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, I'm clearly not a criminal. And I was like, how do they not know that?
But that's not bad because it could have gone south because you could say, we're dealing with a switchblade. You're going to be like, these Muslims. Like, it could have went really south. So that's not bad. He's just very sentimental.
Yeah, and my dad's a 90-something year old. So
it could have gone south.
These Muslims. But it wouldn't have been, he's so old, it wouldn't be these Muslims. It would have been these goddamn Arabs.
Yeah, 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 yeah. With the capital A. Yeah. That's what it would. No, yeah. The whole airport stuff now is still crazy to me that we're allowing them to treat us like criminals. Yeah. Just for going to the airport.
Oh, you know what I fucking hate? Last week when I went to Florida, at right before duty free. So like,
yeah,
they sell perfume, and the limit for perfume is 100 milliliters, and they sell bottles that are 125 milliliters.
What's the point of that?
So you're like, fucking sell 100 milliliter, or 99 or 50 or why? So I'm buying shit at the airport that
the airport's gonna come.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
Does that happen often? Do you see that shit?
No, here's the weird thing, because the same thing with the liquor. Like, let's say you buy, they have like $20,000 liquor bottles and stuff like that, or $75,000. I forget the labels.
Really?
Yeah, and I forget the labels. One of them, I remember we asked, like, oh, like, who, because we wanted to see the bottle, and the guy's like, oh, no, they already bought it out. And we're like, oh, well, who's buying them out? And apparently, like,
it's the Arabs.
It's like, I'm ready. Your dad's ready.
They got to buy switchblades.
But apparently, like, if you bought the bottle, like, these guys come out with, like, a band, like, for the first week, and they just start playing while you're purchasing the thing. But
hold on a second. Oh, so really? There's a band on standby?
Really?
Yeah.
What a cool gig that you're, like, you're just so that means they're just sitting in the basement of the airport for 9 months out of the year. And then they're like, God damn, someone.
Are these slaves?
Yeah.
Get back to the basement. None of these peasants can afford the bottle.
Fuck.
So, they do that. But then the thing is, if they go to another country and they can't go through, they'll confiscate that bottle. So it's like, well, now you just pay. So it's like, what's the point of it?
And plus, every country, there's a limit of, like, maximum $800. So you're buying a $75,000 bottle of liquor.
That's retarded.
That's insane.
Or something like that. Yeah, I have to forget.
That's got
to
be some kind of money laundering thing. There must be a strategy to that.
Or
like, just people that are so rich that they don't give a fuck.
That's true, too. There's people that live in a way different tax bracket. Like, $75,000, it's like...
Yeah. I had a thing once. I bought a $1,200 bottle of wine in Europe. It wasn't $1,200 in Europe. It was, like, $9 because, like, our wine is so expensive here. But I paid, like, for real, it was, I think, 150 euro in France.
Oh, shit.
So it was $1,200 US, the bottle. And so I bring this bottle back, and I didn't tell my wife at the time that it was, like, a super expensive bottle of wine.
But there it's not expensive. It's only expensive.
But 150 is still a lot. But then I didn't tell her. I go do a show, and I come back, and she was like, there were boxes from Saint-Sebastien. And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, I had some wine. I ordered a hot chicken sandwich, and I had some of the wine. And I go, that wine? And so she drank a $1,200 bottle of wine with a hot chicken sandwich.
That's the moment you knew I'm divorcing this bitch.
I'm divorcing this bitch. Yeah.
You wait.
Yeah.
You wait.
Fucking wait. Yeah, and then when the judge is going to say you have to give her half, I'm going to give her half minus $1,200. This bitch.
I'm going to give her half the bottle. I'm going to fucking give her smack across the head with it. What, do you get weird aggressive shit at the airport?
So what do you do at the airport, though?
So I do deliveries. So I just do there's a one owner, he owns like a branch of restaurants. There's a bunch of franchises. Okay. And I'll just like deliver to all the stuff, but to all his restaurants. But then some of them, like I think I showed you earlier, where like their English is not the best.
Okay.
Like they shouldn't be doing orders, but they'll still. Like I remember one, like
I want 450 kalmachuks, and you're like, I don't know what the fuck that is, bro.
Yeah, I was showing you earlier. I see this thing. It's like, okay, I want 3 rooster carlins, and then he just kept yelling at me.
Rooster carlins.
It's
George's cool cousin.
It's George's dick pics.
Yeah, rooster carlins. Send me one of your rooster carlins.
Send me one of them rooster the cook carlins.
So then I'm like, what the heck is he? And he's yelling at me. I'm like, and I'm asking his other boss. I'm like, dude, what is he asking me for? And he goes, oh, he wants roasted garlic. I'm like, well, no, that's not like. What?
Going south, bro.
So it's just a lot of that.
Jesus Christ.
It's just a lot of that. A lot of people, like I think I said on Comfort Zone once, there was a guy. So I'm with the, I have a jigger. It's just like, no, like,
so do we. Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, I'm going with it. And then so one guy sees me and he goes to move out of the way. But then there's these like golf carts, Air Canada, they'll just drive like, you know, these little golf carts through the crowds. So he looks at both of us. And he looks at the both of us. And for some reason, he could have just like just stayed there and we would have stopped. But he picked a side and he jumped into the cart and then the cart just like hit him. And it's freaking.
What? What a fucking insane.
And then. He was so angry, but he couldn't yell because he realized how retarded that was, and he just fucking.
He could have stayed there, but he's like, "Oh, two vehicles are coming. I have to pick one to get hit by."
Did he roll? Did he try to pretend like there was a windshield and he just rolled over the guy?
I'm reporting for duty, sir. I need to commandeer this golf cart. I work for Delta.
It was crazy.
It's a fat lady who can't fit in the seat.
Yeah. Oh, it's just the airport is weird because like, you see everybody, but you just like it almost seems unbelievable. Like I'll see one time I remember I used to work in a restaurant next to a Burger King, and I remember one girl was like, it's like, bitch, I don't even like your movies anyway. Fuck you, dad. And I'm like, who the fuck is she yelling at? He goes, oh, this bitch, Queen Latifah. And then Queen Latifah's in the front like, yo, bitch, make my burgers and shit. And I was like, what the fuck
is going on? He was playing with Queen Latifah?
No.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? It was just so weird to like, I was just like, well, I don't know what the fuck to do.
It's his childhood crush.
Oh, really? No, oh, you like the taxi movies? Barbershop?
I actually did quite enjoy it as a child, yes.
He's a big fan of Latifah and the taxis.
I like the driving.
I like the French version of Taxi. That movie. I don't know if you know that movie.
There. With Jean Reno?
I don't know the actor's names.
I remember the Taxi movie. I think the original was a French movie, right? And it was better. The French one was better.
Oh, it wasn't goofy, right?
No, it was a real action movie. Yeah, it was Fast and Furious, but not as shitty.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I like the original.
Did you see the movie where Queen Latifah is a bike messenger?
What? No.
Wasn't that in Taxi?
Is that the one in Taxi?
Yeah.
That's the one in Taxi. Yeah, she was
both.
Do you
know the intro I'm talking about? Can you put the intro to that movie? Because Mike might faint.
Why?
It was so dumb, but...
I hope you ate, Mike.
Okay.
Because you might flip the table and just quit everything.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah. That bad? Is he...
You'll see.
You rage the...
Action comedy.
Yeah. Oh, put the intro. Type intro.
No,
sure
I generally don't get angry.
The trailer?
Intro.
Fuck, hold on.
Even I was on YouTube. Dustin
YouTube is what I was looking
at. Yeah, with Dustin Hoffman once. I saw him, and I didn't really watch his movies, but like I remember my the people in the back were like, oh, can I? So like, let's talk to him. So I was like, okay, so we're all talking to him. He's super chill. And then at one point, there was
Type in Taxi.
Your
bike
story
intro.
Was good though. Yeah, like it looked like it was gonna be
taxi
good.
Taxi bike intro, and it's the first video. It says opening.
We'll come back to the Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah. And while you do that, we'll talk about Dustin Hoffman. Let's go.
So,
I found
No. We'll watch this because it's gonna be weird if you're talking over it.
Uno momento, por favor.
Who's the? Is that fucking that? Make that's Jimmy screen. Fallon. Okay.
Hold on, I just want to pause.
And this is New York City, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this. This is so dumb.
Keep the volume down, though, so we don't get flagged.
Mute, actually?
Yeah, mute. Yeah. We just want to see the actions. This is an action movie, right?
So this is
New... It's New York, right?
Yeah.
So this is New York City, bro.
Yeah.
You ever seen these cyclists in New York?
No, I've never been to New York. I actually want to...
Oh, yeah. Almost. I remember...
Let him watch it.
Yeah. So she's driving through a
mall?
Store.
Yeah. What is happening? That is not Queen Latifah.
Yeah, and Queen Latifah.
What is happening?
this is New York City, though.
Yo, this
so
is
this is supposed to be a fat black lady?
How did she get
Jesus
through the...
Jesus Christ.
How did he get through the why?
Wouldn't it be faster to use the street?
The streets aren't for everyone.
Did she pay the ticket for the... I don't get it.
She belongs to the subway.
She belongs to these streets. look, fucking fast, bro. Look at
this. What was that?
Look at this. It's like Air Bud. Yeah, passing the homeless.
Imagine that poor homeless guy that...
He's just riding off him?
Yeah.
What is happening?
And then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
The best moment.
What was the moment? Queen Latifah.
No.
Okay.
Oh, that sucks. But yeah, it makes no sense, bro. Yeah. That's not Queen Latifah. Though.
No.
It'd be clearly amazing if they use the same stunt double for Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon. But go back up. I want to see the thumbnail. Look at Jimmy Fallon. Why does Jimmy Fallon look? Yeah,
he's in this movie.
Yeah, it looks like a Japanese guy.
That doesn't look like Jimmy Fallon at all.
I want to find the intro now.
It's one of the funniest things.
But we just watched the intro. Yeah, we know. So who cares?
No, but to go to the end.
But we get it.
But we get it. It's gonna be. It's Queen Latifah.
Yeah, you're right.
So
yeah.
Stupid, bro.
Yeah,
it's like, and it's like the guy was like slimmer than Queen Latifah.
Yeah. It's clearly just a man that's in shape.
So dumb.
And they're like, she's a lesbian. Kind of like a dude.
Yeah, like she's a dude. No one's gonna notice.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
As soon as the helmet comes off, that movie's done.
Yeah.
The helmet comes off, you're like, okay, it's 2 minutes in, and I don't want to watch
but
this.
But I think they were probably like, it's going to be funny. It's going to be funny, because it is kind of funny, but it takes all the credibility.
Of the movie. Oh, yeah. Like, you paid money to see it at the theaters with your wife, and you're like, son of a bitch.
I remember when I first watched this, I was so confused. I was like, what?
We can do that? Us fats can do this?
Us fats.
Yes.
But that it feels almost like they filmed that with a chubby lady, and then Queen Latifah's people were like, she's not happy with how she looks.
Get a strong Asian man.
Because I know, like, remember the that show Le Bye Bye? You know, every year in French, they sort of parody what happened during the year.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, there was a parody of me, and I was just happy that I didn't look like a fat dude. They didn't put a fat suit on me.
Who played you, Preach?
It was it was Preach. But I was really happy, legit. Like, I was watching, and I was like, people were like, "Were you angry?" And I was like, "I'm not fat. It's amazing. It's just the best."
They think I'm thin. The best day of my life. Yeah, they hate me, but that comes second place.
I'm a handsome evil man.
Yeah. I think I like that too. If someone's gonna parody me, if I don't look goofy, I won't care. I'll be like, thumbs up. So you have a Dustin Hoffman tale.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman story. Yeah,
I was like trying to say who the, but I was like any black. Anyway, so he was he came in, he was chilling, he was drinking with everybody. He was
at
like,
the airport.
Yeah, at the airport, he was chilling. USI.
Were other people drinking, or he was just? Well, I'm Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, he was.
I love me the planes.
Yeah, he was cool. Yeah, he's like, you know, just girls around. He's cool. He's having a good time. Just like older ladies. He's just having a blast.
Did you call him D Hoff?
No. I just, he kept saying, like, he was telling, like, everyone's having, you know, they want to take pictures and shit, and he's like.
He kept saying, I am not Dustin Hoffman.
No, he's like, you know, everyone gets the fishes but me. I'm like, what the fuck is
going on? Everyone gets the fishes
but me.
And is that what he calls pussy? Like.
I don't know what that
probably.
Meant. I don't know what that meant.
The fishes. He probably that. What a weird.
So then at one point, we had this one lady.
The fishes.
So then there's one Air Canada lady. She had like, you know, problems in her past and stuff with her husband and stuff. So we knew like she doesn't care about anybody. So she's like, okay, we're closing the doors, and we're like, oh, sir, you better go. She's gonna close the doors. Like, she's not, and she's like, no, he's not gonna close the door. I'm Dustin Hoffman. And we're like, what? And he's like, no, he's not gonna. She's not gonna close the door. So all right, closing the doors. And then they close the doors.
What does that mean?
Like they're closing it, you know, for the plane. Like, the plane's about to go.
Oh yeah, you can't board anymore.
Oh, you're talking about I thought he arrived. Oh, he had a plane to catch.
Yeah, he had a plane to catch, but he's just like.
But he's drinking.
But he's drinking. He's like, yeah, I'm not gonna close the plane. I'm Dustin Hoffman.
I'm fucking Rain Man.
So, why would they not close down the schedule?
So then they close the door, and he's like, what? And then he had like a martini. He goes, somebody finish this. And then he goes to the plane.
So did
what?
Someone have
this man's a lunatic.
Somebody finish this. What a crazy fucking little man.
And then he walks to her. He walks to her. And he goes, you can't do this to me. And I'm like, okay, I like this guy.
Yeah. I like this. Did he smack the papers out of her hand and be like, I could count all those.
Fucking Dustin Hoffman.
He's
silly.
Yeah.
God damn.
He was one of the first people to go full retard in a movie, and we accepted it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Rain Man.
Yeah. Rain Man.
Yeah, he
was. The first time I ever heard the word autistic was Rain Man, so I thought that was autism.
Me, and the first time was my doctor telling my mom that I'm autistic.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, all right.
He also said retard.
Yeah. My doctor said, I think he's black. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
just, yeah, yeah.
Maybe he got like, diagnosed as black.
Another one. Is it genetic? And like, sir, it's, he, what did you think he was going to be? I was taking my chances. I wanted a young Chinese boy.
I don't know. He's drinking Bud Light. I don't know what he is.
You know what's fucked up? Like, click on the picture of Dustin Hoffman with the brown hair.
This one?
Yeah. He looks like Martin Short on that. I'd never noticed.
They look alike.
Yeah, they both look alike.
Yeah, they have similar features.
Okay, so you want to see who Martin Short is? All right.
Oh, yeah, it does kind of look like him.
Perfect, but don't show the audience. Don't show any of this to the audience.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me bring it up for the peeps.
I like that the people watching the video and the people listening to the audio get the exact same experience. Nothing changes. We have a fucking studio that costs $75,000 to build, but there's nothing.
I love the people that watch or listen to the show get the same treatment for Poseidon, which is...
Look, and look at Martin Short. He looks like he's auditioning for Rain Man.
Yeah.
On the top corner. He's very... Yeah. He's got the retard eyes. He's very... Look at him sickly. Next to Steve Martin. He's like saying, definitely Steve Martin.
Yeah. Definitely, Steve.
Oh, he's coming back with a special, right?
I hope not.
He looks like he's special.
He's coming back and he's special, baby.
Yeah, fucking.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, click. But instead of Dustin Hoffman, write Rain Man and look at Steve Martin's eyes. Steve Martin, we should give not Steve Martin. Martin Short. We should give Martin Short an Oscar.
Rain my man.
Rain my man. That's a cool Rain man.
Whoops.
Rain my man. Rain my
man. I can't say.
Retarded superhero. Rain my man. Rain
my man. Hold on. I think I got to
put just click. No. Just click images.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Poseidon, it's written that it's two words.
Because I'm trying to...
It's down. Okay. It's two words. You see it's two words. And then you remove the space.
Click,
such a retard.
Click on that picture where we... No, the one underneath it where you see his eyes. That one. On the left. Underneath the... underneath. There? Yeah. There? Underneath. Lower. Underneath means
where you
lower.
You see his eyes.
Oh, here. Yeah. Oh, well, because I can't see...
Go back to Martin Short and look at the eyes.
Did he superimpose his nose? Like, is it that big?
I think it's an angle.
Yeah. Look, Martin Short is a better actor than Dustin Hoffman.
Now, maybe.
He looks more
tardy.
Yeah. He's very... Martin Short goes full retard on every picture.
But it's crazy that was acceptable at the time. And in all honesty, he did a great job.
He was amazing.
Because I was young, I didn't know. Yeah. I thought he was a retarded man that was in the
but
movie.
That's funny.
He sounds like a parody, though. Like, we gave him an Oscar, and
now
you're like,
he sounds like a parody. Yeah. Back then, you thought it was
like,
now?
definitely. And you're like, oh, you dumb fuck.
Now, I was like, ooh, that's not.
That's very problematic.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll get in trouble now? Like,
oh, definitely.
Like,
if he would do it now?
No, not if you do it. Like you know how Robert Downey Jr. got in trouble for the blackface?
Trouble. If people complain, people are idiots.
Like, complain, yeah. That's it. So you think you get like?
Yeah, there's some people that for sure if they would see the movie, if the movie would come back into the general consciousness.
Yeah.
There will be the people, like those two chicks that were at the show tonight, that will try to get offended.
Yeah,
but
he wouldn't even come close to getting an Oscar nomination.
Now, if he didn't know,
fuck.
No, they'd be like,
but that's so weird. Who are they gonna? What are they gonna do? Who are they gonna get to play the fucking thing?
Some guy with Down syndrome
for so long.
You just auditioned. You just nailed the audition.
Rain my man.
I'm Rain my man.
And then he's like, it's spelled. He could see the IMDb. It's spelled correctly. I'm gonna spell it correctly. He takes out the space, but it's spelled in front of him. Like, it's crazy.
He's already auditioning. Yeah.
You're like the friend I had that I was trying to get him a job when I worked at EA, and they told me because you have to do a test when you go in, and so I hooked him up. He got the test, and then they told me, "Look, your friend is the only person in history that failed the test. There's no way we can hire him because the test is made to not be failed." One of the questions is, "What's your favorite game?" And he answered Tetris. He misspelled Tetris. He put two T's.
I remember this.
And the reason why they were mad is, and I go, okay, well, maybe, you know, he hasn't played in a long time, so he put two T's in the middle.
And there was a poster of Tetris?
Yeah, he goes, bro, the poster's in front of him. He was looking at the poster and he misspelled it. He goes, we can't hire him. We can't take a chance.
You know what he was probably doing? He was doing, like, the movie Usual Suspects, that he was just writing shit that he was seeing, but misspelling
it. And Homer was working at the time. He remembers this. I was like, what are you going to do? Like, because he remembers the test.
That's wild.
Yeah, and he was like, I can't believe someone failed it. Yeah, and he had failed it.
Actually, you know what's the weirdest test I got was I worked at Mega Bloks, and then the test was they give you a paper, and then they're like, build what's on the paper. And it was just like, let's say, like, make an L shape, make a house.
It was very simple.
So we're like, I do it, and I'm like, I thought it was a joke. So I was like, okay, I did it. And I'm like, okay, I give it to the guy. The guy's like, okay. So I was like, so that's the test? He's like, yeah. I'm like, so why are they fucking still building? He's like, they're fucking retarded. They ain't getting this job. They couldn't do the
God damn.
It was crazy. I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it's just. Yeah,
building an L.
Yeah. But he was that, because I had his CV, right? Because he handed in his CV and I had given to him. His CV used to be my closing bit when I started comedy. Did I know you then?
I don't think so.
Like when I had did that one night at the.
I remember you singing it on stage, though. I think I remember you singing on stage.
Because I had to read, because I didn't remember anything that was on it.
Yeah.
But people used to lose their minds because there was stuff on it that you shouldn't put on a CV. So I would pull it out to read it.
Oh my god!
And it
god.
Was stuff like 50% of the time I'm never late, and never was capitalized. Like so you could focus on the never, but you just said you're late half the time. Essentially, he wrote. What else did he write? Like what I'm very dedicated.
Dumb fuck.
Yeah, I'm always on time. I'm obsessed with being on time. Sometimes I go to the central train station downtown to watch and make sure the trains come in on time. And then
I remember this.
Yeah, I would love to be a train conductor. And then he goes, or maybe go on the high seas, be a seaman and see all that. You on the high seas, whatever. He does this whole thing, and then he goes. Then he goes. Actually, I get seasick, so maybe not. But he wrote it on it. Bro, like, and then the best was the job experience. Wrote stuff like volunteer, and he had like volunteer. And he had places that like Canadian Tire, right? Like, and it's like, how do you volunteer at Canadian Tire? So I was like, bro, why does sick? Why'd you put like, how do you volunteer at Canadian Tire? And he goes, oh, because I want a job that they wouldn't hire me.
So he goes like there, and when people
and I was
ask,
stocking shelves and shit like that, I was being very helpful until they asked me to leave.
Fuck, that's insane. Like, at least volunteering at Canadian Tire, shouldn't you dress like you kind of work there? And if someone's looking for stuff, you help them? But stocking shelves?
Yeah. How would he stock? He would just walk into the
like
back store?
Like, facing. Like, it looks
oh, off. He just brings stuff forward?
Yeah. Oh, that's insane. What a lunatic.
What a dummy.
Did he clock out, or?
No, he can't clock in.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He can't clock in. So he had all kinds of weird shit. Like, oh, the best was never been convicted of any of the sex crimes I've been accused of.
Oh,
Then why put it? It's just going to raise more questions. So I had
this was a friend because he lived on your street, right?
Yeah, well, okay. Close, yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what's weird. When you're young, whoever lives close to you is your friend.
Yeah.
And then you grow up and you go, what the fuck? Why is this guy my friend?
It was epic. It was epic. Yeah, and he was the first person I talked about, I think, on stage when I ever took the stage first time. Mm. I had stories about him because whenever he had to take shit, even in public, he had to be fully naked.
Oh, I know who you're This is the same guy that applied for a year? No wonder, bro. I'm sorry.
So he's leaving downtown or whatever, and one time what happened downtown,
he'd take all of his clothes off, even his socks?
Full naked.
In the public?
Even every time he took a shit, doesn't matter where.
Where did he put them? Because there's a little thing that you can hang.
One time at the Eden Center.
Like maybe a coat.
One time at the Eden Center, apparently, he had put them over, and he
got
robbed.
Did someone steal? Oh,
yeah, he got robbed by
a bunch of
dark-skinned youths. And it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
How does he know?
Yeah.
How does he know?
That's what he said. That's how he described it.
But did he
through
see
the
him?
Door?
I don't know. Maybe he heard him. Yo, homie, there's some clothes. Oh,
who steals clothes?
I love imagining that the kids stole his clothes and then just put up their hands.
You can describe us to the cops. Well, another time they had he was stylish back in the early 2000s.
So what did he do though? Like if
I don't remember.
Kids
it's
steal
too long
all your
ago.
Clothes,
I only remember bits. I remember them getting stolen. I remember
you
what
gotta fuck. And walk home with your hand in front
someone
of your
has
dick.
Someone has to call help. Someone has to come give you a robe or something.
But
no way,
they probably stole his phone too.
This
right?
was before phones. Okay. This was
so he's got to go to a payphone and then call collect.
Yeah, this was early 2000s. Mm. He also, I remember, he was the guy that when button pants became a thing, like they were trendy for a bit.
Button pants,
like
pants
jeans with the buttons
on the sides.
Okay. All the joggers, the joggers. Okay. Yeah.
So then,
like that you can rip off like a fucking Chippendale.
And someone just ripped off his pants and left with them.
Of course, yeah.
Wait, but it's still attached to you. It's not.
No, it's not. They're the button pants. They're all. They just ripped them off and left with them.
Yeah, they used to have. Remember the Lakers used to come in and they'd have them and rip them off. Yeah,
they did that to him. They stole his pants.
Oh, but I thought it stole like the waist. Is
no, 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 the waist
even all the sides is buttons. It was just snap, snap, snap. So they'd snap and they stole. I remember they stole his pants. This I remember because he was pantsless.
Oh,
I remember whenever I used to see people with shoes like that. Yeah, they're called pants like that. Yeah. I was like, I always want, even as a grown up, I always wanted to just rip their pants off. For really? Some, just to fuck with them for some reason.
Because
they're called tearaway pants.
Tearaway pants. Yeah.
Nah.
At the time, we just called them button pants. We didn't know any better.
Yeah.
We called them button pants. And yeah, he had he was the funniest fucking character.
Holy shit.
Yeah, very good dude.
That's two times. He just likes being naked in public. It's
no, he doesn't like it. He used to he's alone in the stall.
How can you like why is that helpful?
What, taking off
shitting
your clothes?
Shitting naked.
I don't know, but he's not the only one because I had brought up on a podcast once and someone had said something like, oh, I know a guy. Do you remember? Like, and I was like, really? It's like, it's not as common,
there's something weird about me. I can't shit if I don't have a shirt on. Like if I'm like naked, like let's say I'm sleeping, I'm naked and I got to take a shit, I got to put a t-shirt on. I don't like shitting without a t-shirt on. I don't know why.
Yeah, you see?
I know, I'll take a shit, but like I have it like with a... the pants to the side, like not like I can't have my legs like restricted. I gotta like fucking get that full space out.
Oh, really? So you take like one leg off?
That'd be like one leg, or at least to my ankles, and then
okay, yeah,
you're halfway there.
Yeah, yeah, but I do to my ankles too. Like I don't just fucking unzip my pants and bring them down. Shit, shit kind of standing up.
Yeah, no, but it's weird because I see people in the urinals. I used to hear jokes about it, and then I'll see people in the urinals like pull their whole pants down and just
yeah,
like
yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
That's like,
oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't get that.
But that's acceptable until you're in first grade.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Even kindergarten, I remember there was a kid that used to do that in kindergarten, and we used to make fun of him.
Dude, I remember a kid that we made fun of because his bare ass was there when he was pissing. And then there was also a kid that would shit in the urinals.
Oh, we had that one kid too.
Jesus, yeah, shit in the urinals.
Every, I think, grade had, well, every... year.
How do you wipe
kid.
Your ass? If so, you don't. I guess
they don't. Yeah,
I guess they don't, yeah.
Actually,
I never thought that. Like, you know, you're a kid. You're just like, why are you shitting in the urinal? You don't think too far ahead.
Yeah,
yeah. In the airport, actually, because there's like different ethnicities. Like so, like apparently,
like bathrooms for each different ethnicity.
No. That's maybe a couple years ago. But there was like a couple of Chinese guys that were like shitting in the urinals.
Yeah,
in the airport. But it's like, oh what? Yeah, because it's not maybe the certain people like they grew up in a certain place.
No place do the urinals like mean shit in me.
No, I don't like I don't know.
Maybe they grew up with troughs.
You know how crazy that is though? They probably shit in the urinal and then as they're walking out they see the toilet and they go, Oh.
The worst is you're shitting in the urinal and there's a guy next to you peeing.
Yeah.
You just
That's retarded.
Retarded. It's retarded, but it's like stuff actually I told you this, but I remember I had a manager. I used to work at Burger King. And she put her hand in the deep fryer twice.
Oh, yeah.
To grab
separate
stuff?
Events.
Yeah, separate events.
She was a manager.
Yeah, she was our manager.
That's why Burger King's doing so well.
Yeah, like she. So someone shot a piece of paper in the thing, and she thought it was going to catch on fire. She's like, no. And she just.
What a dumb bitch.
And then she fucking. Oh. And then a separate
event. So the second time was probably just someone that had told the other employees, this dumb bitch took. And they're like, no, she didn't. Look. Is it the same hand at least?
Yeah.
So I guess it doesn't change anything.
No, she's right? Just not.
That's painful, dude.
Yeah. It's like a refried bean.
I had a mark on my hand, and I think it's going away. I can't remember where it is now anymore. So it took years. When I used to work at Harvey's, it was just one big. It turned brown.
Oof.
And it took years to heal.
Hot oil?
Because it was just oil that splashed. Yeah. So imagine
putting your hand on something. It must be insane.
Yeah, she was just like. Like she did it. I think the second time was a pen, but like but we hear the screams, but we just didn't know what it was, so we thought something fell on her. Or something.
How does she not know what's gonna happen when she puts her hand in there?
She just wanted to save the company money. I don't know.
Dude, some people are. But in high school, there was a teacher who was working. She was a good teacher, but a little strict. But she was working past her prime.
Okay.
She was losing it a bit, and the funniest story. The funniest story with her. Now I think about it. I'm gonna say it anyway, but it's actually kind of sad when I realize it. But it was fun at the time. It was on the first floor, her class. It was French class. And people were fucking around in the winter. They were taking snowballs and throwing them at each other. It was a big fucking snowball. And it lands, like, around her desk. She grabs it like this. You know, it breaks up the snowball. So she grabs it, puts it, and she goes, whose is this? And no one said anything. So she says, "You're not getting it back." And she opened her desk and put it in and closed it. And everyone, but she had
dementia.
And everyone stayed silent because they thought there was some kind of. And she forgot about it. The class went. Mm. Then she remembered. She opened it and everything was just soaking wet.
Yeah.
And instead of saying, she goes, "Who took the ball? Which one of you took the ball?" And then people were like, "Oh, this is, this isn't good." Like, you know, when you're, as a kid, you're feeling, you're like, "Oh, yeah, the joke's over." Like, this woman's lost it. Yeah.
Yeah.
At the time, that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, at the time, yeah. At the time, probably, no. I'd be sad.
I wasn't sad at the time. It didn't click. It was just funny. It was like, "Oh, she's old. Like, she's forgetting." Yeah. But you weren't thinking like that.
Then, as a grown up, you go, "Oh, yeah, there is a difference between public and private schools." That's, oh, fuck. Everything I don't know about life is because of that stupid bitch. Dumb lady.
Fuck. Public v. private, Montreal.
Jesus Christ.
Did you ever go to private school?
No, I went to, like, I grew up English in Quebec City, and English in Quebec City, we had the shittiest public schools possible.
Oh, shit.
I went private from kindergarten to grade six because the Greek school. Yeah. So it has to be semi-private, whatever the fuck they call it. Yeah. That's how I learned how to speak Greek.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. And then high school, public.
Public French.
And like, yeah, I'm one of like the worst public schools at the time in the city. So for me, it was a big culture shock to go from a private school. And then as soon as you hit high school, my first month, it was people getting fucking stabbed.
Yeah.
So it was, I remember the first, it was October, fall. I remember me and Dano, that's when we had met. And there was a Latino kid stabbed a Lebanese kid, or the other way around. We're in the park in front of us. We're like, "What the fuck?" And then they're going around class to class. If you knew them, if you wanted to speak to like a counselor psychologically. And I was just like shocked. It was my first year in school. I was like, "What is happening?"
Oh, you know what's crazy? When that happened in my first year of school, but us, it was Bloods and Crips, they didn't even bother.
It was too late by then. Yeah.
The
they didn't care. Yeah. Yeah. It was different. Mine, they were still.
Oh, really? So they were like, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Just pay it up. Yeah,
sometimes kids, you can't wear the wrong colors. The wrong
Yeah. Yeah. You're 12, you gotta learn. Yeah. You're gonna learn the easy way or the hard way. Today, you just learn the easy way.
Yeah.
Today's color is.
Yeah. Yeah. It was nuts. And then I thought that all high schools were like that.
Hmm. No,
I in Quebec City, we didn't have like Bloods or Crips. So I guess we were before that. We had like weird gangs that they were like, and it was always like
the seashells.
It sounded like the cobra. It was like the Cobras. Yeah, it sounded like you're like
a 1950s duo.
Is this a fucking it's a movie starring John Travolta that we're in. Like it sounded very old timey.
Mike, you gonna help us build Grease Lightning?
Yeah. And it was always like, "Hey, we're going to fight this gang." And no one had weapons.
On us, we had weapons.
Yeah, no, no one had weapons.
We're the Rain Man.
Yeah.
The we're Rain counting Man. Matchsticks.
Yeah.
We're the matchstick men. 74! He got us!
He's too quick. He's fucking quick.
He's fast. Good call, guys.
Ah, that's funny.
How was your school?
It was pretty tame. It was tame. It was very...
Well, what part of the city?
It was Dorval.
Okay, West Island.
West Island. Yeah, yeah. It used to be called Lachine High, and then it changed to Lakeside Academy. But it was just like... We had like a lot of weird, quirky stuff, but it wasn't...
Violent.
Yeah, it wasn't violent. It wasn't... We had a IT teacher. I'll never forget. We're like a wood teacher. Like, it does the... Not computers, but like, you know, like for wood or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember he used to just get angry with us all the time. He would just do our work for us. But I remember once he took... He's doing the paper cutters there, you know, the thing that cuts the loose leaf?
Yeah.
The big blades. And he's fixing the blade. And then we wouldn't stop talking. And he just took the blade. And he was like, "Could you guys shut the fuck up?" And he's just like, "With the blade is that?"
Oh,
like,
really?
We're like, "What the fuck is going on with this guy?" So we just kept going after him.
Yeah, but public schools, they would lose. Like, I remember in high school and everything, some teachers, they couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
It was too... And some, we were the reason for it.
Yeah.
Like,
I've gotten a history teacher, history, I think, to quit. Me, Legacy, and Teo at the time.
There was a substitute teacher who never came back. But what I did to the substitute teacher, this was in Sec 4, Sec 4 in Lado, was mental. We made him think that the Armenian kid was possessed.
No,
mental, bro. Every time you turn around, screaming, and I flip the desk, and then you turn around, and everyone's playing along. They're like, "The fuck just happened?" And he's like, "What happened?" We're like, "I don't know. That's just like..." We fucked with this guy so hard.
God damn.
There was another one that we fucked with. Like, I used to fuck with him a lot. One guy, though, that really got mad was moral teacher in Evangeline. he got really pissed. Like, he didn't want me in his class anymore. I got very aggressive with him. He would pick on me a lot. Like, he would fuck with me a lot.
Yeah.
And I was answering a question, but it wasn't about the exam. Like, someone wanted, like, a loose leaf paper while doing an exam, and he was getting mad at me. And I go, fuck, man, I just gave him, like, leave me the fuck alone. And he goes, if you keep talking, you're going to get a zero. And I don't know why I lost my shit. I turned the paper over, and I put a big zero. I go, here's your fucking zero. I don't give a shit. And I threw it at him. And then he goes, give me your, because you used to have your agendas. And then they would write the contravention or whatever. They would write something, and then your parents had to sign. They would write, like, your son is a piece of shit. And then you had to sign it so you get in trouble. Mm. So then what I did, he's like, give me your agenda. I go, give me your fucking agenda. And I took his agenda from the thing, and I opened it, and I go, this is for your mother. And I go, your son's no. a fat. Yeah. And I threw it at him. That's amazing. I was a shit kid sometimes. Yeah. Remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I had two teachers in secondary two that one teacher showed up. He was probably early 30s, and he came in jet black hair, and by February, fucking white hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And another teacher, and we had a thing. We had for art class, we had a project we had to do either audiovisual stuff or write a story. And I did just sketches of all my teachers. So it was just parodies of all my teachers. And they were like, the British guy was a fucking flaming homosexual. He wasn't even gay, but just when I was 12, British accent sounded super gay. So it was just about how he loved men. And then
that's amazing.
And then my principal, like, they made me meet my principal. And this was the first time I realized that you can intimidate people even if you're a little kid. They were like, look, this very problematic, you're going to fail. And I was like, I'm going to go see the media. That you
what?
And they were like, what? What? And I was like, I'm going to go see the media, because one of my friend's father was the weatherman for the local CBC. Oh, I was like, I know guys CBC, yeah. And if I tell them that you're giving us projects, but you're not letting us express ourselves,
the forecast will be showers for you guys.
Yeah, you guys are going to look like dicks. And then they were like,
fuck.
And this worked. And they were like, okay, look, okay, we'll give you a B. If you never show this to anyone. I was like, I'm good with that.
Well, that's and a good deal. Yeah.
So then they let me. But it was every sketch was anyone with a British or a French accent was a gay guy. So I had like three sketches about gay guys.
It's funny that you said the art teacher, because we had a lot of teachers that did two things.
Yeah, so same.
So we had an art teacher that randomly taught English.
Okay.
And she misspelled seagulls. And we were like, really? Like she put like C-E-A. We're oh, like, my we're God. Like, what? You're our English.
It
was like, you're our English teacher. It was crazy. But, what was I going to say about...
The English teachers were fucked up. I had, dude, first year, the hottest chick ever.
Yeah.
When they had me in Cheminement Particulier, there was this madame, I think her name was madame something with a V, bro. But she was hot. She was young. She was the youngest teacher I ever saw. Black hair. We used to dress sexy. Mini skirt. Bro, like super, super hot. And she was a French Canadian. And she would speak English very poorly. But it was hilarious to me. I was like, yes, this is amazing.
And it's hot. Like a French girl speaking English is always so hot.
It was sexy. And then the second year,
like Spanish.
Like Spanish too. Same thing. Then second year, I started in regular English with everyone. And the lady forced them to take me to the enriched class because she did a placement. It was the first day of class and she wants to see what everyone's level of English is, and it was regular English and you could get extra points or whatever, and I got like basically 130. I got everything because the questions were all retarded, like John rides a red bicycle, what color is John's bicycle?
Yeah.
So like, what the fuck, I thought it was a test. So I did, and she goes, yeah, you can't stay here all because you're not going to be stimulated and you're going to skip my class. She goes, it's too easy for you. So they put me in enriched English.
Yeah,
I did like when I first got to high school, I realized that like all my primary school or elementary school, I did French first language, and then when we got to high school, the first day they made us take a test to see if we'd get French first language or second language. So I was like, okay, fuck, they don't know. So every question was like la chaise est rouge, quelle couleur est la chaise, and then I'd write, smart. I'd be like chaise. Like I just acted like I was borderline retarded. So then they put me in. So I got 100% all through high school. But then when I first started working in French, like I was a writer for TV, and I didn't know how to spell because I never learned how to spell because I was with the retards. So I just knew how to sound shit out. So then I was like I didn't know what the name of the accents were. I didn't know where to put the accents. I knew nothing. I knew, so I'd write for, they'd hire me, and I'd write for people, and then whenever I had friends, they were like, your spelling is fucking embarrassing. It's very
bad. I was
bad.
100% student. Yeah. You shut your mouth.
I'm a smart.
I'm a smart. That's MRT. So I had, there was a teacher, Matt. Do you remember this kind? You probably still know people like this. You know those like French-Canadian kind of hippie dudes that, they're basically borderline communists that they're in school till they're 40. They wear shorts in the winter. And do you know what I'm talking about? Like these type of people that they're very like socialist. And he was one of those guys.
We had a few of those.
He was a math teacher.
Okay. I have one of those, but he wasn't French Canadian. He was just a fucking weirdo.
So this guy was a French. Yeah. He was like, it was such a stereotype. Okay. And he would come with his shorts. Anyways. So it's the end of the year. We're the year's closing. He got into an argument with one of the Algerian kids.
Oh no!
And they wanted they go, we're gonna beat you up. You're not going home tonight. When you get to you, when that's your car, we're gonna beat
you
up.
How old were the
you.
Kids? Like grade 8, grade 9.
I was. They couldn't have been more than 15. Yeah.
There's something 14. Embarrassing because a bunch of 15-year-olds can fuck up a grown-up easy. Yeah. But it's very embarrassing. Yeah, getting beaten up, you kids. Feel like Cat Williams.
But he was so scared. It's the last day, and I remember it, like the last class was like a throwaway class. So we were upstairs. It was Evangeline. It was like up. It was one of these classes where you could see kind of the rooftop. Remember, there was like two roofs. Do you know what I'm talking about? There was one that there's a class where the roof kind of extends. Anyways,
I'm
trying to like go back in time. So I'm sitting there and he wasn't part of that class. And the math teacher came in and asked the teacher, can I talk to Pantelis? And I was like, what the fuck? What did I do? Like, I finished. I don't have any class with this guy. I'm done. What does he want? And he goes, I have a problem. I don't know if you could help me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he wants you to defend him?
Yeah. And I'm like, what's the problem? Wow. He goes, you know, any names the kids? And I'm like, I know, like, I beat the shit out of them. I hate these fucking kids. And then he goes, yeah, I know. That's why I came to you because I have a problem. They're going to beat me up. And I'm like, what? I go, you're a grown man. You're an adult. he's like, yeah, but they're waiting for me at the car. Like, I checked. They're actually there. And there's like 10 of them, and they're going to beat the shit out of me. And I go, why? Because I confiscated them. I got them in trouble. And I was like, is this real life? Like, I thought it was a joke. Yeah. He's like, can you walk me to the car so that they don't beat me up because they're scared of you? Yeah. And I was like, Mr. Desenfant, like, they're like, you're a grown man. I was like, fuck, I'll do it. So I call my friends, and it was like three of us walking up to the car, and they were like, what the fuck is he doing there? We protected him. Yeah. Brought him to his car, bro. A grown man, he drove off.
That's wacky. I remember the history
he
teacher.
Definitely couldn't get hard that night.
Fuck your wife with
you
a hard
said
dick.
That?
You said that, and you don't remember?
You know, he was probably got home, and he was like, hey, do you want to have sex? She was like, do you want to have sex? And he turned around, and he was like, get the strap on.
He's just like, Patelis, I need you here.
Do you know what I remember about him, which is such a weird memory that came in my head? He mentioned in class that him and his girlfriend had bought a house, like, really far away, like a bungalow, because that was the first time I ever was explained what a bungalow meant. Mm. Like when he had said bungalow at first, I thought he had like a Hawaiian, like a teepee house.
I used to think the same thing.
Yeah, and he was the one that explained it in class. He goes, no, it's a one. He was explaining it. And I was like, so he had recently at that time bought a house far away with his girlfriend at that year or whatever. Mm. And then at the end of the year, the Algerians were going to beat him up. And he called me as his muscle.
God damn.
Yeah, and I knew, bro, I was a kid and I knew it was ridiculous. As you know, sometimes as a kid, I knew this is call the cops, call security. Mm. He didn't even go tell. We had security at the school. He didn't tell security. I guess he was embarrassed. So he told me to walk.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I remember the
I was his muscle.
The history teacher that quit because of us. What happened? I think we had an exam that day, and we walked into the class, and then that day she was like, "Okay, today it's an exam," because we used to fuck with that teacher all kinds. And then I got up to sharpen my pencil, and she yelled at me, and then I got mad. So then I'm like, "Yo, we're gonna fuck with this teacher." So we kept fucking with her, and she kept turning around, and everyone wouldn't say anything. At some point, I go to spit out my gum, and I grabbed the eraser. I'm like, watch, I'm going to scare her. So I go to I go to throw the eraser. I wanted to hit the board next to her to scare
her.
You hit
her on the head?
And then I throw it. And then Legacy, he goes, Madame! Like that. And she turned around and it hit her square in the face.
He just wanted to get you caught.
But then no one was snitching. No one was saying nothing. And then they were like, what the fuck? And she was pissed. She turned red, dude. She's like, no one's leaving for lunch. This was right before lunch. No one's leaving for lunch.
As soon as the bell rings, they all leave.
Dude, she got trampled.
Yeah, that's the kind of school I remember. Yeah.
She got trampled, and bro, we felt so bad. And we the culprits stayed behind to comfort her. It was like, yeah, they're scumbags.
We used to test it out. When there was a substitute, you could tell someone's weak.
Yeah.
And we would be like, do you think this person's going to last or not? There was one math teacher who halfway through the year took over. She was a sub, and she was taking over. I don't know the reason why the first math teacher was gone, but it had to do with students. It had to do with personal shit. It was a real teacher. And she came. She was this Haitian woman. And I remember thinking, I go, if the Haitians in the class have her back, she could stay, like, you know, people won't be too mean to her. And then she put her name on the board. Her name was Adolf. And as soon as she her name was Madame Adolf. So as soon as I saw that, I turned over and I look at the Haitians and they start laughing and I go, yeah, she's fucked. Yeah. I go, she's fucked. She's not gonna, there's no way, bro. She's lost everyone.
We had a teacher that we used to bully. His name was Mr. Copeland. And he used to drink. He was our math teacher. Oh, and he'd have a bottle like in his desk. So whenever there'd be a test, you'd hear the desk drawer open and he'd like get down and you couldn't see him drink, but you could see him bend over. So we used to make fun of him.
That's a high level alcohol.
He was but he got angry one time. He there was this kid in my class named Neil. He was this disabled kid who he was like he could walk, but he had trouble with his balance. So whenever he'd try to like walk the stairs or get off the sidewalk, he'd have to stop, look, and then sort of put his foot down. It took a long time. And then he was fucking with Mr. Copeland once. Mr. Copeland sends him to the principal's office, and then Neil leaves and like does a joke, tells him to fuck off, and then walks.
Is the handicapped kid? Yeah, the handicapped kid. Yeah.
And then Mr. Copeland is like, that motherfucker, and he sees Neil like at the top of the stairs. So he went and pushed Neil down the stairs.
No! No! Yeah. No!
So he lost his job.
I like
he
this
lost
guy.
His
no!
job.
What do you mean? He got promoted.
Yeah. Okay. I never saw Mr. Copeland again.
Oh my God.
I never
God.
Saw Neil again either.
I can't believe the son of a bitch did that.
Fuck. Yeah, that's it was awesome. Crazy. That's we're like, insane. Everyone felt so bad for Neil. Poor Neil.
That's insane.
Yeah. I feel bad for Mr. Copeland.
Yeah.
You stupid kids pushed him over the edge.
Yeah. Imagine trying to explain that. And probably the reason why he did that, like the only way he can defend himself is, I was drunk. It's all my fault. It's fucking the afternoon. I was fucking shit-faced.
It's 11:40 a.m.
And hold on.
You know what I mean?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. You know what they say?
And everyone witnessed this, basically.
Yeah, everyone saw this.
No.
Fucking
pulling me up. Holy shit. He came like, oh, no, the handicap kid fell. He couldn't. Everyone just watched him push him down.
God
the
damn.
Yeah, the handicapped kid became more handicapped. Yeah.
No, I only seen that on a bus. I seen that on a like kid ringing the bell, and then one guy got fed up, and he just kicked the kid. But I never seen.
I've seen that too. Yeah,
down the stairs.
I've seen that down the stairs. God. And a disabled, like just getting anyone getting pushed down the stairs, fucking hurts. But someone that has trouble going down one stair,
you can't get your hands to block.
Yeah,
you're completely fucked.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever have MRE in your class?
Like MRE. MRE,
like moral, religious.
Yeah, I
had that bullshit.
Us, it was on Sigma. It was religion at first, and then I think something changed in my first or second year, and they called it moral because they weren't allowed to talk about religion.
Us, they gave us a choice, so you could do religion or morals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So same thing. Yeah.
But it was weird. That
it's all nonsense.
That class was weird because I remember they say, okay, write your opinions down on this topic. I forget what the topic was. So we wrote like our thing. And I remember the teachers like, okay, here you go, and I get 60%. I'm like, but it's my opinion. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, well, it's not the right opinion. I'm like, I didn't get like.
Just a
it was
white it up a bit.
It wasn't the right opinion.
I remember my teacher. I took morals, and my teacher, the first class, all he did was talk about if you had problems in your life, just put it in Jesus' hands, and he's gonna help you. And then, I was like, this is morals. Like,
and then he brings in a Mexican pedophile. He's like, this is Jesus.
Because he had told us, he was like, he had a story. He was like, I remember, because two things he taught us. One of them that you didn't need soap to wash yourself.
Oh,
you
shit.
Could just use water. And imagine, this is morals. So you're learning how to be a good person. He's teaching you that fucking don't believe the big soap. Big soap and big shampoo.
Simon, you got it. Yeah, I see you listening. I see you listening in my class. Hey, student. Hey, student.
But he had told us, he was like, I stopped working for a year. Me and my wife stopped working for a year, and we went out on the road, and Jesus is the reason we survived. Jesus gave us money. And I was like, I don't think that's how fucking life works.
We
like,
sold some mescaline. Yeah.
What the fuck's a mescaline?
Yeah.
My moral class, all it was sex. Okay. Uh-oh. I remember the lady would talk about sex. That was the first time I ever heard about sex workers. And the woman didn't like my stance on sex workers.
Wait, where's your stance?
Because it was, do you think it's morally reprehensible? And then I said, as a kid, I go, I don't, like, if adults are doing stuff with adults, I don't care. It's none of my business. Mm-hmm. As long as there's no criminal element, like, if adults are doing adults, like, well, no, because it's their bodies. I go, yeah, but I don't care. Like, mm-hmm. it's adult pride. If someone's being kidnapped, that's a different story. But I don't care what adults do.
Yeah.
And she had trouble just, like, be like, why is this fucking kid saying this?
I remember I got angry at my morals teacher because one time he was telling us, and my girlfriend was in the class at the time, and he was like, look, girls, if a guy tells you a phrase like, if you loved me for real, you'd do it. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Stop it. Stop cock blocking me.
Stupid morals teacher.
No, stupid morals teacher. Because of him, all I got were shitty hand jobs.
Like, imagine, like, shut the fuck up, bro. You blew my spot, bro. Yeah. What are you doing?
I could have got laid. Because of you, fucking Jesus freak.
Yeah, the morals in the religious classes were fucking weird.
Yeah. All of them, yeah. Just like spacey, like bug-eyed.
They were bug-eyed, and they would say, I remember once they were trying to show that, like, all the religions are the same. Mm. So they were like, you know, that's where I first heard, I think, the word Torah.
Oh. Yeah.
They go like, this is, what do they say? Like, this is the Bible, but you know it comes from the Torah. Mm. He goes, but they're Jews, so it doesn't matter. And then he would continue. And be like, but didn't you just say we're all cool and then you just brushed it off because they're Jews? So I remember being confused as a kid. I'd be like, well, is that where it starts from? I was trying to always understand. Uh-huh. Same thing. It made me, because of my stupid school, and I think it was moral, where they talked about STDs, I never understood STDs. It was the scariest thing to me for years. Because I asked a question that I guess now I know that they answered wrong. Yeah. But as a child, it fucked me up completely. Because they're like, you can't, basically they're telling kids not to bang. Even though they had condoms and they were telling them what to do in the school, you could go to the nurse and get condoms. Mm-hmm. They're saying don't bang because you can get STDs, you're going to melt your dick off. Even with a condom, not just that, because they're not 100% effective against pregnancy or disease. And then the crazy thing was, because you know you have, as a kid, you're trying to rationalize. So you get AIDS, you get this. So then I asked, I go, because the chicks that you're with around are
How are you going to get AIDS from a chick that's never banged?
So this was my question. I go, so if two people, I go, they've never had
fucked
sex
for the first time.
And they fuck for the first time and they don't have anything, can they get something? And bro, straight face, they're like, yeah. Wow. Fucked me up for years because in the back of my head, I was like, what the fuck? It fucked up for so long.
Mm. Oh, shoot. I never had sex ed in high school. I never had like the...
They were good at that. To be honest, they were good because they taught us about that. They taught us how to put a condom on. Yeah. But they also told us all the nonsense. A nurse once came in class and said that he witnessed, which there's no way it's true, he witnessed being a nurse, people getting stuck together because they fucked in a pool.
I heard about that.
Yeah,
I heard the superstition.
Yeah. In my school, dude, this is a nurse, a male nurse, who came in and said, "Remember, kids, don't clog up the emergency room."
That's what he said.
If ever you get stuck while having sex in a pool, it's simple physics. Finger the girl's asshole.
Yeah,
I heard that. I remember sitting there with my Armenian friend weekend, and we're like, bro, is this fucking for real? Like, we thought it was real. That's what he told us. That's what the nurse
said. I had heard it wasn't a nurse, but someone had told me if you get stuck fucking a girl in a
finger
pool.
Finger her in the asshole.
He told me you put a finger up your ass.
What?
Yeah. But I was like, what? And the way I thought it was just you're going to panic and you're going to fucking pull yourself out.
Maybe. No, he said finger her in the asshole.
Why is that going to change it?
I think they just didn't want people ejaculating.
But you understand, this was in a classroom. This wasn't a guy in the street. This was told to us by what we thought was a professional person.
I remember the first time I banged in a hot tub, I was kind of scared. Like, I was like, I'm going to get stuck, but who cares?
It was a fear. Yeah. Dude, I remember in Greece, first time, like, banging in the... thinking, oh, this is going to be embarrassing. I'm going to get stuck.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because But that class, the funniest memory I have of that specific class where the guy's saying this and he had a wooden thing and he's showing how the condom goes with that. The funniest thing I remember is the Vikan, the Armenian kid behind me who had popped Viagra. And all I hear is... I turn around.
He was jerking off?
No, he wasn't jerking off. He had his dick out, rock hard.
No.
Smacking his desk. And since my chair was stuck back to his desk, I was feeling the vibration. I turn around, I go, put your fucking dick away. You didn't get it. No. He's an animal. He's smacking his dick. And then he's like, bro, I took Viagra like at lunchtime because he
why,
went
why
home.
Why did he take Viagra? Because he
was like, oh, what the fuck around.
How old was he?
He's 15 years old, bro. We're nice.
Why is he taking Viagra?
And he goes,
where is he
getting Viagra? I choked off like 3 times, bro, and I'm still fucking hard.
Jesus Christ.
God damn.
What a shitty public school.
Yeah, we had animals, yeah. But it was like yeah, good stories that we had fun. But we had animals. Yeah.
Yeah, this one teacher, I remember he got fired because he said an inappropriate thing to a girl. I think I've said
what
it before.
Did he say? Yeah, let's bang or something.
No. There was this one Greek chick. She had come from. She got expelled or something, and then she was a known whore. And
known whore to the teacher?
Too? No. Just in general, like okay. she was just like everyone would fuck her.
Her name was in every stall.
And how? Because you know, when you're little, you. Call every chick a whore?
No.
Just like she had fucked two dudes. No. Like, what a whore!
No. Yeah. She was like apparently she was barely at the school for like
and
2 months.
Shouldn't you?
She was like,
busy. You know,
whoring.
You know what's fucked up though about little boys? Remember when we were young? Like, we should fucking love chicks that want to bang, but we call them whores. Fucking respect the whores and don't call them whores, and maybe they'll fuck you.
Yeah, look up to them, not down.
Yeah, don't lie. Yeah, exactly.
So we're talking about porn, and he was saying how porn
why
is.
Why are you talking about porn?
He was a science teacher, and I somehow came up.
That makes no sense.
He wore a lab coat.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Science.
So he started.
We're going to discuss the science of my orgasm.
So he was explaining how porn. Oh, I remember because. Oh, okay. So we were talking about how he was talking about how wrestling is fake and some kids couldn't believe it.
What the fuck kind of science?
But hold on.
Wrestling is fake and porn is real.
And he goes, you know, they cut each other. And then,
wrestling
hold
is
on.
Fake. She's a whore. Any questions?
Wait, hold on. Let
this
me finish.
Is going to be on the test.
Listen.
The whore part. She's a known skank.
And there was MMA and shit. And he goes, you know, MMA is fake too. And then people got angry at him. And they're like, that's not
what
fake.
What year is this?
Wrestling 2011. 10?
Jesus Christ.
This was towards the end. This was towards the end of my thing.
I think all you got to do to find out the year is Google psychopath poor teacher Park X.
And then hold on, listen, Mike. And then he goes, you know, like porn is fake too. You guys know this. And guys get mad. And she goes like, and then he goes like, you know, anal sex, like, it's they don't actually get pleasure from anal sex in the videos. And people got mad. And then he points to the chick that was the known whore. And he goes, like, you've taken it in the ass, you know? Like, you know that
if
it's not...
If anybody knows in here with taking ass, like, this whore.
Yeah.
But you don't actually get pleasure.
This 14-year-old slut.
And then over there. We should ask the fag.
Who's getting angry?
Huh?
Who's getting angry?
The dudes.
Oh, the dudes are getting angry
anal sex?
No, they were getting mad at the UFC being fake.
The wrestling being
and
fake?
The anal sex
and that they don't and the women are they're faking orgasms on porn videos.
What? So these are fucking.
This is a scientist.
And here's the thing: I want to defend the scientists. I don't think that. Women in porn videos are being honest.
Yeah. I think there may be a slight exaggeration.
Just because of his fucking thing with the porn, I'm pretty sure now that MMA is fake.
Yeah. I mean, he was right on the other two accounts.
Olivier has been lying to us for years.
So then he says this to the chick, and everyone goes, whoa!
Yeah,
and
for
goes,
sure.
No, but you know, like, have you taken it in the ass? She goes, monsieur. Yeah, he starts out. Monsieur, what are you talking about? I'm a good girl. Nah. She starts saying, oh, okay. But, you know, like, anyway. And then it got awkward
I'm
and shit.
I'm a good girl. God damn, this then, sounds like a weird porn.
Yeah. No,
this sounds like a weird
porn. No, but
movie.
In French, je suis une fille de même. Like, I'm not a girl. And then I think after that class, we never saw him again.
Well, yeah, she went and complained.
Yeah, obviously.
Imagine you're the principal and a whore walks in. goes,
what up, Slutty Mary? What's up?
Okay. You want me to solve your too. Problem? You know what to do. What do you want? What do you want?
You know the rules. I'll fire him, but you got to fire me up.
Let's do MMA, man.
All right.
At his feet. Yeah. Yeah.
Although I'll set my camera here and we'll decide whether this porno is fake or not.
To finish this up, we gotta pretend like we're in a hot tub.
I remember this happening. I was just enjoying every moment of it. It was so funny and wacky.
What a time to be
what
alive.
What a fucking weirdo.
So I should have done private school.
This was public.
This is public.
God damn. Imagine if his parents paid for that garbage. He was like, God damn.
Did you learn anything in school that you kept with you?
No.
For real?
Oral presentations.
Did you learn
anything? Is that what they called it?
Yeah.
What was it? I would meet my teacher, give him oral, and I would be presented with grades.
Passing grades. You guys were going to go there, you bastards.
I honestly, the condom thing, it got me stuck on condoms because I was scared. So that kind of helped. I avoided
I was afraid of AIDS. Like fucking.
I learned
crazy.
How to fight.
In high school?
Yeah. I learned how to fight.
Fighting sluts.
No, like fist fighting.
You're not going to steal my virginity. Stop it.
So you were fisting sluts?
No. No.
Slut fister.
No, I was legit getting into like a lot of fights in high school. Yeah, like I almost got expelled.
Yeah. You think this is new? People haven't liked him since the
70s. Oh, shit. I wasn't even born.
They wrote about him. God. It was an omen.
Oh, shit.
That will be a Greek.
That's people get
that
stuck
is so detestable.
You went to two different schools. You got expelled, no?
No, I didn't. I almost got expelled. They had sent me to the underground church, to the basement of the church.
What?
The underground
church.
Yo,
dude, wild shit. So when I got into my final fight, this was like
a... This sounds like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. He said, final fight in an underground church.
Here's the thing. I fought all the sluts in the neighborhood. Yeah. There was no more sluts left. But then I had one final fight
in an underground church.
It was a priest. He was recently excommunicated for fucking some kids. And I had to fuck him up. Long story short... you don't get pleasure from anal sex.
No, sorry. This was, I was 15 or, no, I think I was 16. The before last, I think it was before last year. Yeah, it was before I graduated. The year before I graduated. You bastards.
The final fight.
Before I retired. From this underground church fight league.
But the thing is, I kept getting into so many scraps that, I think this kid, I fucked him up a bit too much.
Yeah, the underground fight league. The number one rule of the underground fight league is you don't talk about underground fight league or else I'm going to kill your parents. If you tell anyone, they're not going to believe you. They're not going to believe you.
Who
are they going to believe? A fucking lying little fat whore?
A man with a claw? Or a fat kid with delicious cock?
A fat whore with his ass full of jizz.
That could God be anybody's
damn,
semen.
Bro. Oh shit. Oh fuck.
Finish him off in the pool.
So yeah, so they told me, look, either and it was
still holy water, it's not gay.
It was the year before I graduated, so like I didn't want to get expelled. And they're like, look, either we expel you or we send you to this kind of like boarding school. It's in the basement of a church. I was like, what the fuck?
What? Look, boarding school. You're gonna go to the school or we're gonna have you raped.
So I didn't
boarding
feel
school in the basement of a church.
Yeah, so
that makes no sense.
Someone's getting
not a boarding, but it was like a school where they sent undesirables and
undesirables.
Oh yeah, no. So yeah, you fit in.
Yeah.
So then,
were there whores? Or?
So then I didn't
undesirable.
Well, hold on. I'm gonna get to that in a second. And I didn't want to fucking restart. I don't want to have to tell my mother to deal with all that bullshit. So I'm like, I'm going to go to that school. So I kept it a secret.
So you didn't tell your mom you were changing schools?
Yeah.
And she didn't know.
But they sent me, they go, you're going to go to that school for only 3 months as like punishment.
And then
you're going to come back.
She didn't know.
Huh? She didn't know.
But how would she not know? Like, she would...
I'm pretty sure half this story is made up.
Yeah. No. She didn't know where the
don't your parents?
No, she knew about the fight.
Changing.
No,
your kid? In some sketchy church basement. Well, that checks out.
No, I don't think she knew. I don't think she knew.
Where's my son? Mind your business.
She knew about
that. That makes sense.
No, she knew about the fight. She knew about the fight, but she didn't know I was going to that. She just thought I was going to the other school.
She should go to side off for another fight.
Yeah. Oh, so basically in the morning, instead of going to your regular school, you went to a church basement.
Yeah, basically. Very creepy. And I show up there, and it was at Côte Vertu Metro, and it was this weird church, this rundown church. And I entered.
Huh? What kind of church?
I think Catholic.
Okay.
White. Yeah, white church.
So you definitely got molested.
No. Yeah.
There's no way you didn't get molested.
So then.
Is this a sad story?
Is this where you learned how to fight?
So then.
I was fighting penises.
No. So then I go to that school, and the first day, there was literally like a retard. Like that. There was
That's what they said when you walk in.
And then all he would do was.
And then I realized it's a mirror. And then there was a mirror.
It was a goddamn funhouse.
It was me all along.
Yeah, it was a funhouse in there. It was just full of retards.
Dude, it was insane.
It was mirrors. Smoking mirrors everywhere.
Go fuck yourself. It was insane.
I just picture a priest standing on his you know, the big chair, and then like watches two kids fight. Like, the loser gets raped. Yeah.
Like, ding, ding, ding. Could you imagine? He walks in. The priest's like, oh, God, these boner killers. Send me one hot kid.
And then there was even
I got to close my eyes when I bang this fatty.
And then I'm pretty sure one of the chicks there, like, they were friends. She was a crack whore.
She was 15. Kind of
like, she was drugged up for sure. And, like, she was offering other dudes to, like, suck their dick for money and shit. Okay. And I was broke, so she never asked me.
like bus tick fare money or?
Bro, I don't know, to buy drugs and shit. And there was this one Latino kid that I befriended. He seemed the most normal one, and we'd go on lunch together. I think I spent 2 weeks there.
Why did you say what ethnicity he was?
Because I remember him.
Like, does it change anything?
No, because he dressed like a cholo. He dressed like a dickies pants.
Yeah, what do we care? It's just some kid that you.
Well, because it's pertinent to the story.
How is it pertinent?
Because one day we were having lunch outside of this fucking church on the fence. We're eating pizza, sliced pizza, and this other cholo pulls up. And he goes, I'm mang. And the guy starts running. The guy pulls out a big knife and starts chasing him. And then I went downstairs to the lady. I'm like, yo, I cannot be here.
These
I told
two goddamn what- Mexicans.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I can't be here. Like, I will get murdered, assassinated. I got to go back to my school. Why? And I told her, I'm like, I promise I'm going to behave. And then they took notes and shit in my file. And they sent me back to my school.
Like, you got saved by Mexicans.
You got saved by a Mexican.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah. Locals for life. That was like my straw. Like I was like, oh, it sucks, but I was gonna bear it.
Speaking of church, I remember they had recreated like this church youth group, and we had started, and I was there in the bay, and I remember how pissed off I was because I don't like the phonies.
Yeah.
So I remember sitting there, and they were the priest, this fucking annoying priest that I hated. He was talking about sex for some reason. And I was like, how you shouldn't bang before marriage. You shouldn't do anything sexual. It's the devil, this and that. And this one chick was like, I know all these girls that do that. They're bad and they're whores. And I was looking. I go, this bitch gave me a handjob recently. Yeah. Like, and I was like, this fucking bitch. Like, she's shitting in these fucking whores. I go, she told me she wants to bang. Like that, like, and I was watching her say to the priest, like, these fucking, you know, they're bad people, they're evil. And I go, this fucking
liar. Can't trust these hoes.
I remember I had a chick in high school that she would always brag that she was going to stay a virgin until she got married. But everyone used to fuck her up the ass.
Yeah, I knew a chick like
that
too.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah, that's her. I
knew a Greek guy like that. Mm.
Oh shit.
But they sent him away for a while. I went to a church basement.
Yeah, with a bunch of jokes.
Oh, I'm Greek now.
He had developmental problems.
You're fucking bastard.
So they sent him there. Something happened with Mexican.
No, I used to go to a church, my mom's church, where it was like the guy was like weird. He would just like he made like a, you know, just like an entry and an exit. But the exit, he locked the door. So when you went in And let's say they didn't like the church or whatever.
Oh yeah, you tell me.
So the people would leave through the exit, but they're locked. And he like just like commentate on them, like, oh, look at them, they're lost souls, fucking going in the figure. And it's like, what the? I was like,
hold them down while I rape.
Bring them to the basement.
I hate cults. No, I hate culty shit.
Yeah. He was like a big cult, and they weren't putting like $2 or anything. They're putting like $20. Someone put $1,000 in the offering basket. Like,
God, black churches are very generous. Yeah. Is this a Baptist church?
No. It was just like he was like, he called himself born again Christian. I say more Catholic, but he said he was a Christian thing.
Okay,
but he had like multiple franchises everywhere. Like he was just like,
I like he has a Catholic church and a Burger King.
Multiple franchises. All of the black churches had chicken restaurants next to them. Like, this guy's good. This guy's good at franchising out there. He's branching out. Yeah, I remember finding out about churches here when I was talking with a guy and he was telling me, he's like, yeah, we had an ATM machine and we were telling people to pull out money. And I was like, that's too weird. He's like, there's nothing weird about that. I go, it's weird. And then I go, what if people, like, they don't want to use the ATM machine? That's fine. We had these automatic machines. They would come by and you could just swipe your card. That's and I go, you don't see what the problem is. He's like, what's the problem? He's like, what's the problem? You're going to give your money somewhere. Give it to God.
Yeah.
But if it's God, he doesn't need money, right?
That's what I said. Oh. Yeah. And he goes, of course he does. You think his representative is going to drive a Honda Civic? It's crazy. Yeah. Anywho, if you liked this shit,
give 10% of your salary to the Church of Pantelis.
Let's show some Latter-day Saints. Follow my church, patreon.com/Pantelis, the Church of P. Poseidon's on there. The intellectuals are on there. The best Patreon around. We just never stop giving you content. Mike Ward. MikeWard.ca is his website. Suzekut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, is on tour in Europe as we speak. The record, the Guinness Book of World Records holder for the largest live podcast in history is my friend Mike Ward over here for Suzekut. Happened last year at the Bell Center. You can catch the entire back catalog of all those episodes, Suzekut, on Patreon. Patreon.com/Suzekut. Catch all that and then go see him live or just check him out on YouTube. MikeWard.ca. Mike Ward is in the city near you. If you speak French, he's doing his French shows near you. And if you speak English, he's coming to Toronto and he's got a couple of other dates to announce.
I'm going
to
be hosting The Nasty Show.
The Nasty Show, just for laughs, this summer. Sick. Hosted by legendary Mike Ward. Who else is on the show? We don't know yet. It's a top secret. We're going to find out in a little bit.
We're going to try to get a Greek guy.
We're going to try our best. Peter Bowen. He's available online. Peter Bowen 18 on Instagram. He's also on Comfort Zone every single week. Comfort Zone on the Pantelis Comedy YouTube channel alongside Poseidon, who's producing that. ThePoseidon69 Twitter and Instagram or IamPoseidon.com for his website. Follow Poseidon's antics. He's a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his soul from this monstrosity. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Obrigado.